Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching phone addiction and reclaiming your life. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's this tiny little black box whispering seductive promises into your ear, luring you back into the endless scroll? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like that irresistible siren song, pulling us deeper and deeper into the digital abyss. But guess what? You have the power to break free. Today, we're diving into mindful phone use and self-compassion, to your superpowers you need to conquer this beast and truly live your best life. Remember, friends, this isn't about becoming a phone phobe or swearing off technology completely. It's about cultivating a healthy, balanced relationship with our devices. It's about being intentional with our time and attention, rather than letting our phones dictate our every move. Think of it as a graceful dance, not a frantic chase. So, what are the key takeaways to unlock this mindful magic? Number 1. Awareness is everything. Start by paying attention to your phone usage patterns. Notice when you reach for it out of boredom, stress, or even just habit. You know that feeling when you catch yourself scrolling mindlessly for hours, and then suddenly look up, startled by how much time has vanished. Yeah, we've all been there. Next up, set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey overnight. Start with small, achievable steps. Maybe it's designating phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dining table. Or maybe it's setting time limits for specific apps. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is mindful phone use. Number 3. Embrace the power of intention. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve? Are you trying to connect with someone? Learn something new? Or are you simply seeking distraction? By being intentional, you'll use your phone more consciously and effectively. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. This one is crucial, my friends. Be kind to yourself. There will be slip-ups, moments when you find yourself back in the scroll vortex. Don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and gently redirect your attention back to the present moment. And finally, remember that life is a marathon, not a sprint. Mindful phone use is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media late at night, comparing yourself to others, feeling a pang of inadequacy? You see those perfect vacation pics, the glamorous selfies, and suddenly you're questioning everything about your own life. I know that feeling all too well. We've all been there, staring at our phones, feeling like we're falling behind in some invisible race. But guess what? That curated online world is often a mirage, a carefully constructed illusion designed to sell us something more stuff, more experiences, more validation. Don't get me wrong, social media can be a fantastic tool for connecting with people, sharing ideas, and finding inspiration. But it's crucial to remember that it's just one small piece of the big picture. Your worth isn't determined by likes, followers, or carefully crafted online personas. You're so much more than your digital footprint. So, what can you do about it? Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram and you see a friend posting pictures from a luxurious getaway. Instead of feeling envious or inadequate, take a moment to celebrate their happiness. Maybe send them a genuine message expressing your joy for them. Then, shift your focus back to your own life and appreciate the good things you have right here, right now. Remember, friends, this isn't about becoming a social media hermit or rejecting technology altogether. It's about finding that sweet spot using technology mindfully and intentionally without letting it control our lives. Embrace self-compassion, celebrate your imperfections, and never stop chasing your dreams. Take a deep breath, feel the ground beneath your feet, and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and connection, both online and offline. Now go out there and rock that mindful phone use. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends, leave a review if you loved it, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay bright, stay bold, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.